middle of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Here ends the reading.
The gospel text today comes from the third chapter of Matthew, about that guy that's mentioned, John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist appeared, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. I'm told locusts is not a bad nutrition thing. Seriously. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, John said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our successor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Is there anything that you want more than peace? I'd love to know where your minds are going. Peace has got to be at the top or pretty darn near it. This is the second Sunday of Advent, and the topic this second Sunday is peace. Simple topic. No. This Advent, the theme throughout the hope, peace, joy, and love of the four Advent Sundays is the theme, "What can't wait?" It's really such a reversal theme of waiting for the birth of Christ. Advent is a season of waiting, but is idle waiting what God wants of us? In preparation for the coming of Christ, what things can't wait? What demands our immediate attention? What requires our work and preparation? Is it the end of violence, of suffering, isolation, and fear? This Advent, we are invited to join in imagining, prioritizing, and preparing for what can't wait. Last week, Bart did this kind of theme with the first word in Advent, hope. What we hope for in Christ's coming. But just hoping and waiting, we're told, won't do. Our hope must come alive through energetic participation with God in concrete acts that fulfill our hopes. So in the second Sunday, the Peace Sunday, what about peace can't wait? We can't wait for the birth of the baby Jesus, to miraculously and immediately bring peace on earth. Our Isaiah and Matthew text for today provide some insights for achieving peace if we can't just wait for it. Isaiah, in what we heard, inserts a shocking word, an unexpected word, "Ari, the problems of the day." He seems to be saying, this won't always be. A shoot will grow out of the stump of Jesse. A branch will grow out of the roots. Our life together won't always be this way. And like we heard, I think, 3 weeks ago, more about the animals. It has a picture, what this is about. Hard to believe, but the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will live with the kid. Natural enemies will live in peace. Someday there will be a world with no violence. The children will be safe. Those who have nightmares every night will be safe. Even the weakest and most vulnerable among us will not have to fear. Isaiah knew that we must face the realities of our world and how we have chosen to live there. Isaiah also knew that we must rise above all that swirls around us and within us and catch hold of the vision of peace, of what can be, and then work to bring it about now. We can't wait for peace just to come. But there's more, isn't there always? Our second text, Matthew. John the Baptist said, "The reign of God is at hand. It's coming real soon. But don't just wait." You can't wait. We have work to do. And John says about that, shape up, repent. And it says they confessed their sins then and were baptized in John's day and in John's ministry. Repentance. I'm glad somebody else introduced that topic there a little while ago, because it sometimes gets a bad rap. But here's what I start with about repentance. Don't try Christmas without it. John says we shouldn't get through Advent unscathed. Repent means, by the way, to turn around. Go in a new direction. And that leads to a change of your mind, which will then lead to a change of heart. There is such a strong connection between repentance and peace. Because repentance allows for true reconciliation. Reconciliation is necessary for there to be peace. It's like a duh. How can there be peace if we don't reconcile? And how can we reconcile all the differences without repentance first? So, reconciliation is necessary for there to be peace, a peace that can't wait in the advent of the coming of the Prince of Peace. Okay. Impossible? Impossible in these times? We are so in need of reconciliation in order to get the peace. But what choice do we have but to work for it, to be peacemakers. Peace can't wait. Our lives and our conflicted world must be addressed now. Our personal lives, can we not often use some repentance and reconciliation with individuals, friends, family, enemies in our daily lives? Then, of course, there is our social scene, our community, our country, and our world. But not to deny some good in the world, I say it's a mess. Truly in need of a whole lot of peace. I'm going to name just a few that get my attention usually, but the list goes on and on, but I promise I won't, of things that can't wait, but needs work for peace and reconciliation now. Start with immigration. That's one that's right here. It's in the state, a country, and the world, the whole issue of immigration. Women and men and children are being told to wait in whatever circumstances, including cages. That must stop. Violence. Not, of course, the way to bring peace to so many situations. Hong Kong, Iraq, truly all around the world, situations of violence. And there's the gun violence that we're much aware of. And I personally want to thank Molly for all she does. Makes it possible for us to say to ourselves, gee, I could do something. Maybe not that issue, but something like she does so well. How many incidents in just this last week were there violence by guns? People killed, young people, not so young people. And this week and last, just horrendous. Peace about all of that can't wait. And I would add public education, so fundamental to do too many things, including the nurturing of what makes for the understanding of peace in young lives and thus lives beyond. The lack of support and funding for public education can't wait for a future of God's peaceful reign. Finally, lastly, something that affects all else. Any ideas? Come on. Climate change. Thank you very much up here in the front. Climate change, the destructing of God's good creation that can't wait. No Advent sitting on our hands waiting will bring environmental peace. These are a few examples. But are you starting to feel worn out with the demands of Advent peace? Just remember, mere waiting for the celebration of the birthday of the Prince of Peace won't wait. It won't help. What will for us help is to begin courageously living as Christ peacemakers. Can you say aloud, when? Now? Okay. Now. Amen.
In response to the word, let us stand and sing the first two verses of the hymn in your bulletin, What Can't Wait. You may be seated. What are the prayers of the people on this second Sunday of Advent? Donna. Awesome. To recast that, Donna offers a prayer of thanksgiving for St. Mark's, how as a community it shows her the way of repentance, but most importantly, the word of forgiveness. That's it. Amen. So let us pray, God of peace, hear our prayers. A prayer of thanksgiving for Bridget's mad violin skills. God of peace, hear our prayer. Are there others? Jean. Okay. Prayers of healing for Gladys Sorensen, who is in a rehabilitation facility with back pain. God of peace, hear our prayer. Okay. Ooh. Prayers for rapid healing for Sue Thorne. God of peace, hear our prayer. Angelica.
Prayers of help for me as I do my lecture recital. That's
Tuesday at 3, right? Yep. Yes. Okay. Prayers of calm and a peace for Angelica as she how do you title that again? Her lecture recital for her doctoral work. God of peace, hear our prayers. Gerard. That's a lot. We pray for the well-being of Gerard's family, friends, and neighbors. and for world peace. God of peace, hear our prayer. Donna, Shauna, geez.
And a lot of pain in my right leg. So I'm asking for healing.
Prayers of healing for Shauna, who struggles with depression and who has physical pain. And prayer for all those who struggle with blueness this time of year. God of peace, hear our prayers. Does he one back here? Barry. Ooh. Your friend Everett? We pray for Everett, God of peace. Hear our prayers. Molly. We pray for Molly's friend Emma, a very young person with cancer. God of peace. Hear our prayers. Moira. Okay, raise your hand if you are a student or some way involved in education. We pray God's peace on all those who teach, those who learn, and mental health peace in the stressful time of year. God of peace, hear our prayers. Donna, you got another one? That's right. What do you all think?
Yes.
There's your answer. I love this place. Others. Anne. Yeah, Anne.
I want me to tell everybody that the strength is coming.
Good.
We wanted to say thanks for all the prayers. They are working. And he hopes to be back here next Sunday.
So Anne reports that John is gathering strength and says, thanks for the prayers. Hopefully he'll be back soon. God of peace, hear our prayers. Did I miss anybody? Yeah, Norma. What's your mother's name? Concha. We give thanks for Norma's mother's 72 years and for her current health. God of peace, hear our prayers. Jane, one more. We give thanks for our children here at St. Mark's and the way they liven us up. God of peace, hear our prayers. I invite you to pray with me. May God be with you. Let us pray. Amazing God, we thank you for this marvelous world that you have made, for your shalom, your peace, which was part of your original intention to build this world of goodness and harmony and peace and flourishing. And that though this world, the face of which is marred by violence and disagreement and discord, that still your spirit works in this world, blows throughout this world, beckoning us, calling us to that vision of shalom, that deep and abiding peace that you offer to us in Christ. So God, thank you so much for the glimpses of shalom that you give us this and every day, for a community that gives us hope and inspiration and cares for us when we are down and surrounds us with their prayer and support when we feel vulnerable and weak. Thank you for this hour to take a deep breath and to breathe in your peace, and for the word proclaimed that always calls us to that pathway of repentance. Oh God, teach us that repentance begins in our own hearts with a desire to turn around, to have a different perspective, a new way of looking at the world through your eyes. Cleanse within us those things, oh God, that block your peace, and turn our hearts toward your vision. And oh God, as we lift up your vision, we also cry in anguish and anger and bewilderment and frustration that your world is not as peaceful as you intended. We are more than aware of what needs patching up in our world and what needs healing, what needs tranquility. And so we lift up, oh God, those people that we have named, those situations that we have named. We lift up the people in the headlines and the people down the street. Oh God, even when we don't put words to these things, we have an awareness, we have thoughts of the extent of the brokenness of the world. And so today we pray. We pray that you would continue to let that vision of peace hold strong within us, that you would open our eyes to see how you are at work in this world through your agents of peace, and that we might be those agents, oh God, fed and sustained by your mercy and grace and love. For this we pray in the name of Jesus, our Prince of Peace, the light of the world, and all God's people said, amen. In this time of offering, I invite you to not only offer your resources, what you have in your pocketbooks and your calendars, but also to offer the resources of your mind in setting your intention of being a living sacrifice to God and to being an agent of peace in the coming week. Let us give with open and joyful hearts.
In this season of Advent, we are spending our time waiting for the coming of the child Jesus. And in this week, the text, the theme of peace can't wait, I thought was the perfect opportunity to remind us of some other children in the world. I came across this piece, and I'm really excited to be able to, for the choir to be able to perform it for you. It's entitled, I Saw a Child, and it was commissioned in response to images of children suffering in the Syrian war, and a portion of the proceeds of purchasing this music from our library has gone towards towards refugee resettlement. I want to read the text for you so you can hear it as the choir is singing it. I saw a child, wistful and sad, dreaming of peace and places of joy. Who will care for you, little boy? Who will heal your body, soothe your soul, and love your heart back to health, far, far away? I saw a child, gentle, alone, yearning for love and places of joy. Who will care for you, little girl? I saw a child, hopeless, in need, broken in body, in spirit, in heart. Who will care for you, little child? Little child, you will rise in a day beyond strife when memory claims the sorrow. Thank you.
The Advent season, as we wait.
Oops. Just keep going.
Holy One, this Advent season, we wait in peace and we give in peace. A peace deeper than our anxiety and fear. A peace growing from our trust in your loving power. Receive these generous offerings and use them to bring your peace to our world.
Amen. Please be seated. Here you go. Would you light that one for me, please? Don't burn yourself. Remembering a passage in the Gospels where Jesus is talking to Jerusalem, which then, as now, was a notoriously unpeaceful city. And he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how," and he's talking for God here, "how I long to gather you up as a mother hen gathers her brood." Friends, this is one of those moments where our mothering God draws us in close as a community to this table. And in a world that is distinctly not peaceful, in a world of violence and hatred and greed and hoarding, that God somehow draws us in under her wings to this vision of peace and love and inclusion, just for a moment to taste the kind of world that God so desires. And because this is God's table, because Christ calls us here, because the Spirit is with us, this is not ours to hold on to, but to share. So anyone is welcome to participate in the sacrament. You'll notice that there are a couple of things. There are three pieces of service music in here. If you want to follow along, those begin, I believe, with 552 in your red hymnal, as well as the Lord's Prayer, which is on page 11 of the hymnal. Let us come to Christ's table with prayer. May God be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is right.
Holy One, we give you thanks for this, your creation, fragile yet fruitful, enough for all. We give thanks that you call us into community where love and justice may flourish. And we give you thanks that you invite us all on this Advent journey with you. Awake and curious, longing to meet you, we set out for your table of grace. And with your people of all times and places, you light our path one step at a time, calling us into a way that offers us new eyes to explore the vision of the Promised One, new senses to feel the heartbeat of the Vulnerable One, new courage to share the urgency of the Ruler of Peace. One more step, one more stretch, one more sip of grape juice, and bite of bread. You take us deeper into the mystery of your abundant life, a world healed and renewed, all nature and all people at peace. So along the way, we join our voices with those of all created beings in heaven and on earth as we sing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and mind, heaven, earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
And we give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for sending us Jesus, your beloved, your Son, Emmanuel, God with us, whose life, death, and resurrection have become for us the way to find you, to know you, and to join with you in creating your new heaven and new earth. For in the name and memory of Christ, we sing the mystery at the heart of our faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And come now, Holy Spirit, Holy Breath of God, as you were present at creation, be present now, and let these gifts of bread and cup become for us the bread of life and the cup of blessing. As you were sent by Jesus to accompany us on our journey of faith, be present now and transform this community, sharing this bread and cup into one body in Christ. And here at your table, O God, we pray for all those places where violence and warfare are, where people starve and suffer and cry for help. And we pray that your Spirit would join our prayers with theirs, that this world might become the world of your dreams. All this we pray with all glory and honor to you, Almighty God, with your Spirit in your church, both now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen.
We pray for God's reign of peace as Jesus' Father.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today
our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. Here at Christ